This is the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock Show. You too can be a caller on our show to get free coaching and advice on a workplace conflict you're experiencing. Email us at podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Now let's take a caller. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
How can I help today?
So I'm calling because I recently joined this small company, marketing company. So I'm a relatively new employee. And there's an older coworker who's on our team. And he's very experienced, very knowledgeable. You know, he seems to be a great guy. And I feel like there's a lot of microaggressions that are directed towards him from the supervisor and then also from colleagues. The most recent one that really bothered me, and I didn't know what to do, was we were talking about a conference the supervisor wanted several of us to go to. And we try to get new clients at the conferences. And the man started to volunteer, and she just cut him off and made a comment about, we really want to get young, energetic people to be bringing in clients. And I just didn't, I felt really bad for him. He looked upset. I didn't know what to do.
Okay. So you're noticing people making comments that are essentially sort of ageist comments. They're discounting him. They're devaluing him because of his age. They're suggesting that other people should be doing things because they're younger, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's not like a C-level owner type of, he's just like sort of a mid-level manager or.
Yeah. He's basically on the same level as everybody on the team. He's just been there longer and has more experience.
Gotcha. Okay. And have you had a conversation with him just to ask him if he's noticed this or if it's bothering him?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know if that would embarrass him. I don't know him real well because I'm still kind of new.
Okay. So if it were not bothering him, would it still be bothering you?
Maybe, because I'm going to be older one day too.
Okay. So just the comments in general are bothersome, and especially if they are bothering him, and they may be, it might be important to address. So who runs the company? Is there a central kind of owner leader that kind of manages everybody?
There's an owner, like I said, it's a small marketing company, but they're pretty much hands off. So it's like our, direct supervisors, and then we have teams.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there's someone who you could go to that kind of runs whoever runs the team that of the people that are making those types of comments on a regular basis, could you go to that person, that supervisor, that leader, and have a conversation with them about what you're noticing and how you're feeling about it?
I could talk to the supervisor. The supervisor is the one that made the most recent comment. The other comments from coworkers are not like rude or anything, but they're more like, are you thinking about retiring soon? And it feels like they're just based on, he looks his age. He's
right.
Enough to retire.
Yeah. So there's two things potentially here. There is an element of, asking, there's an opportunity potentially of becoming closer with this individual, with this person who's older, and having a better relationship with them by having a conversation like, hey, I'm just noticing a couple of comments. I'm wondering if those are bothering you. They're kind of bothering me. I'm just curious if how you're feeling about them. Like, you could have that conversation, which could open up a better relationship with him. And then also I would say that there's also potential for you to go to whoever is supervising the team, including if that person actually made a comment that is bothersome, to give them some feedback. Do you think I know you're new, so it's kind of awkward, but do you think that would be possible to give some feedback to that supervisor? Would you feel comfortable with that?
Not really, but I'd be willing to try.
Yeah. Trust me, I know it's tough to give feedback in general, let alone when you're new. So, which do you think might be a good first step? Like talking to the supervisor or talking to that individual and seeing if he's noticing it too and how he's feeling about it if he is?
I probably would want to, I think, maybe ask him first.
Okay.
Before I would take that other step.
Yeah.
It looked like it kind of hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Then I guess I could go just trying to think. I guess if he said yes, I could say something to the supervisor, maybe along the lines of, you know, maybe the supervisor really meant like, I want to give the new people more experience, but that's not, you know, what was said. Like, that would make sense to me, like, new people get experience, but not making comments about being young and energetic. This guy certainly doesn't seem any less energetic than anybody else.
Yeah. Listen, and I think that there, as a person who's new to the company, there's also, in my head, there's room for being like, hey, because I'm new and I'm bringing in this sort of fresh perspective, I just wanted to give you some feedback on something I'm noticing, or just wanted to let you know I'm noticing something that maybe is status quo here and most people don't notice it, or it's just normal. But because I'm new, I just wanted to let you know what I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you could say, if it's bothering you, you can bring that up. Now, if you think that you're doing it because you think it's bothering him, then I would definitely suggest talking to him first and seeing if it's bothering him. Let's not make assumptions about, because he might say, listen, it's totally fine. I'm not, no big deal. Like, please don't bring me up into the conversation. I don't want to be involved in that. Like, you know, I've seen that happen before. We're like, I don't want to be involved. It doesn't bother me. Don't bring it up. Or he could feel like, yeah, it does bother me, and I've just never had anyone notice, or I've never felt supported by anyone to bring it up before. And so maybe that would encourage him to give some feedback to the supervisor or bring it up, or maybe the both of you could give feedback in some way to the supervisor. So there's two paths, I think, for feedback, or for number one, getting feedback from that individual about what he's noticing and feeling, and giving feedback to the supervisor. And it depends on, you know, sort of what you're comfortable with. But right. Would you be willing to kind of take one of those steps as a first step and just see where that goes?
Oh, yeah. I don't feel awkward at all talking to him. I don't know him very well, but I don't think it ever hurts to show somebody, hey, I'm concerned about you. And if they say, doesn't bother me, I'm used to it or something, that's, you know, I don't think I would offend him by asking.
Okay. So that's great. So, like, you could talk to him. And then if you're saying that, listen, it still bothers you to hear that, even if it doesn't bother him, it still bothers you. That's, you know, either you can go, well, maybe it shouldn't bother me and I'll figure that out in my own head. Or you could say, no, I'm going to have a conversation with our supervisor and just let them know it's not about his experience that you're going and kind of reporting on, but you're going and reporting on your own experience. If it makes you feel uncomfortable to notice that treatment of someone else, that's a totally valid thing to give some feedback on.
Right. Well, that makes sense. I think I could do that.
Yeah. Okay. So cool. So we're going to take a first step of talking to him and seeing how it sits with him. And then a second potential step of talking to your supervisor and either bringing him into the conversation or just making it about how you feel uncomfortable based on what you're witnessing. Does that sound like a good path?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm just wondering, maybe another way I could bring it up after I talk to him, if step two seems to be, maybe even without it. We had to go through this little short PowerPoint when I onboarded, like diversity and inclusion. Mm. And that's where I got the term microaggression. And they didn't mention age at all in it. You know, they mentioned culture and religion and race and LGBTQ, but there wasn't anything about age. So I could maybe bring it up that way, do you think?
That's a great suggestion. And it's a great way, it's a great segue into it. You could say, you know, I noticed that this wasn't brought up. Age is a major factor. I think you should be in that presentation. And also, I don't know if this would help, but I'm noticing some comments related to age. And here's a couple of examples. And so maybe if we put it in the presentation, it would actually help with that. And so you could come at it with that angle of like, I'm not just complaining about something, or I'm not just telling you what you're doing wrong as a leader, but I'm going to come at you and make it a helpful suggestion. So you could come at it sort of more of an affirmative or a positive path.
Oh, definitely. Because I could even sort of make it sound like, because I gained so much from the training we had to do, I noticed this. So it'd be sort of like a compliment first.
That's a great way to do it. Absolutely. Because I gained so much from that training. I noticed this wasn't in there. I think it'd be really helpful, especially because I've noticed a couple of comments, and I think maybe it would help with those. So it'd be great to bring to, it'd be great to include that in the training. I think that's a great approach.
Okay. Now that's really helpful. It helps to talk through it with somebody who's not related to the job.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. Get a new perspective. Well, thanks. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Melissa, and appreciate you coming on the show. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Peace Building with Dr. Pollack show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more workplace conflict advice. Share on social media if you think your friends and colleagues would benefit from this episode. And if you have a workplace conflict and want to be a caller on our show for free coaching and advice, please email podcast@pollackpeacebuilding.com. Thanks.